afternoon, everyone. This is a new special episode of Tiger Talk with our brand new athletic director, Mr. Gordy. Now, today I'm going to be asking him some fun little questions to get to know him as he's new to the community, and I think we all would like to know the person who's running our sports department now. So, Mr. Gordy, I have a few questions for you. How are things going so far? I mean, you're brand new. It's a daunting experience.
So far, so good. It's been a very welcoming community. I think, you know, the job is big, and, you know, I'm getting to know everybody and all the players who are involved. But, you know, at the end of the day, if we focus on kids and we focus on experiences, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun here.
That's the important thing. Yeah. What made you decide to come to OA?
Great question. So I grew up in Mansfield, right over the border here. And so I've always, you know, kind of been a fan of Easton and the whole community from afar. My professional career has been predominantly in Canton, which is in our league. Mm-hmm. And again, I have a lot of experience coming to town, interacting with different people. You know, and I kind of made a decision that it was time in my career to take that next step and become an athletic director. But I was in a situation in Canton where I felt like I could be really picky and choosy. And, you know, different opportunities arose in the league and different AD, you know, situations popped up. And I wasn't interested in them. But when the Oliver Ames athletic director job opened up, I said, that's really where I want to be. So this was the only job I applied for. You know, I did my homework. I got to know a little bit about the coaches who are here and the administrators who are here. Again, always been a big fan of Easton from afar, you know, growing up in the town next door. And I made a decision that this is what I was going to go all in on. And, you know, I feel very humbled to have been selected for the position. And I hope this is a place I can be for a really long time.
Well, on behalf of OA, we are very glad that you're taking this opportunity with us, and it's
Thank
an
you.
Honor. And that sort of leads on to the other thing. You've sort of answered the question already, but what sort of sets OA apart? I know you said that you saw it from afar, but what's something about OA that just sets it apart?
So it's always been the people. I've had fortunate relationships, you know, growing up with people who have been in town, and then obviously being a coach in the league. Anybody that I've interacted, you know, with here, I've always had a lot of respect for. You know, I got to know Coach Holbrook, and I got to know, you know, Coach Donnie Byron. You know, I knew Kelly Cavanaugh, who was here, who's our principal. And I just have a lot of respect for the people, you know, who have been here. And those people have always, you know, raved about the community. And then we have a really awesome athletic department here. We win a lot. We have people who have high integrity and high character and seem to do things the right way. And, you know, I was kind of looked at Easton and said, that's a premier high school athletics department, and that's a place I'd like to be a part of.
Yeah. Well, I wish you very much luck with that.
Thank you.
If you were able to describe yourself in three words, what would you use?
Three words. So I won't stick to words. I'll stick to phrases.
Phrases.
Does that work?
Even better, yeah.
So I think I'm process oriented.
Okay.
I believe in a good process, and the outcomes will take care of themselves. I think I'm somebody who believes in transformative experiences, and I want to use, you know, athletics as an opportunity to provide those transformative experiences for people. And then the final thing is meaningful relationships. I really believe that if you have meaningful relationships, a good process, and you're somebody, you know, who tries to have transformative experiences or offer transformative experiences, that's sort of the secret sauce, right? To having a fun athletic experience, but also a fun high school experience, you know. And I love kids and I love sports, so it's a good mix.
It is a perfect mix, and you said that very well. What is, you sort of said that already, but what is the most important aspect of your job as an athletic director? Because I don't know if many people actually know what that entails.
So the job is big, and I could go, you know, to all different tangents here, but I think we need to bring it back to kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's the kids that energize us. It's the students. You know, and again, you know, athletics is a place where people can step outside their comfort zones. They're going to have struggles and setbacks. And society has kind of gone to a place where we don't allow for a lot of that anymore. But I think high school sports is still a place where people can fail forward and people can, you know, use these experiences to really grow as you know, and take lifelong lessons that come from, you know, the athletic experience.
I completely agree with that. I once read something that says that we nowadays, no, it was a TED Talk, and yep. a man said, he was like, we stigmatize mistakes nowadays in the educational system. Mm-hmm. But my view on it is that mistakes are just a learning thing. It's just
Absolutely.
One thing that you do. You have to learn from that. It's like, oh, well, I did this. Let's do it again, right. see what I did wrong, and just you have to keep going.
Yeah, it's all part of that growth process.
Yeah, it
right?
is. Everything is like just a little piece in the bigger thing of your growth.
Absolutely.
So I totally agree with that. We are beginning to heal after an unprecedented mm-hmm. pandemic. What are your thoughts on that, and how do you see us moving past that whole?
Yeah, I think the start of this athletic season has been very exciting. There's, you know, even this time last year, people wearing masks and there were different mandates. This year, there's no masks, there's no mandates. People can wear masks if they're comfortable with that. But it's really all personal choice at this stage, and it's not us, you know, putting mandates, you know, on different athletic events or different people. And I think that there's an excitement around that. And, you know, you can kind of see it when you're on the fields or in the courts, walking around the student body in the atrium. You know, you can feel that excitement that, like, we're back, right?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that's going to be really important for culture moving forward, not just for our athletic department, but for Oliver Ames High School. So it's something I'm really excited about.
Yeah, everyone feels rejuvenated, like
for
ready
sure.
for a new thing. It was
yeah.
a long break, and now we're all back.
Yep.
Do you envision any permanent changes due to this worldwide event, or are we headed back to business as usual? You sort of said it before, how
yeah.
we're sort of going into more of, it's your choice if you feel comfortable enough to wear masks after this pandemic, but
right.
is there any aspects that you think that we won't be able to change because of what has happened in the past?
So I'll stick with the realm of athletics.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll
you know, I think that, you know, some of the silver linings here is our ability to use technology better and differently. And one of the things that we're going to be doing is we're actually going to be going to, when we sell tickets, it's going to be cash free. So now you have to use a program called GoFan. The state has gone in this direction and our league is going in this direction. And it's, you know, similar to COVID, when you go to a restaurant, they would have the QR code sitting on the table, no
mm-hmm.
no menus, right?
Yeah.
So now we'll have QR codes available at the gate, or you can buy them in advance.
That's handy.
And it's going to be all electronic and digital, so no cash anymore for games.
Yeah, that's just evolving with the time.
Absolutely.
I very much like that idea. What school events or event do you look forward to the most? Because I know
yeah.
our school does have a lot of traditions. Maybe some more than others, some schools more than others, but I know we have traditions in the school. I've heard other teachers who've started out, they're excited for a few things. So what are you personally excited
for?
Yeah,
so I'm definitely learning about the Oliver Ames High School traditions and what we have here. And I think I need a full year to process, you know, what do we have, what really works, what can I maybe interject with and see if I can help improve. But one of the things that I'm really excited about and I'm bringing to Oliver Ames High School is the idea of a Tigers Captain's Academy. So I'm a total nerd for leadership development. I believe in it. I used to teach a leadership class at Canton High School, and I'm in a leadership development program at Providence College. And one of the things that we're bringing here is our captains are going to be put through leadership development workshops. And it's going to happen, I believe, 6 times this year. And the end goal is not only self-growth and personal development, but you know, how can we help with the culture and leadership, you know, for our sports programs, our athletic department, our community as a whole. You know, and then the other thing that they're going to be working on is they're going to produce something called the Tiger Process. And we don't know what that is yet. That's something that I put in the hands of the captains. I want to see how they interact with it, what ideas they come up with. And I'm going to kind of let the captains run with it. And I think hopefully at the end of the year, we have something to show for, you know, for the Tigers Captains Academy.
Right.
I think it's going to be a welcome change, and we're starting with captains because that's my space.
Yeah.
But I would love to get it to a place where, you know, maybe we start a class and you know, put that into the curriculum, or maybe I can find other ways to open it up to people who aren't just captains, but maybe more of a larger, you know, student body. I just really believe in it, and you know, when you're others focused, you know, and you're a service-based leader, you know, I feel like the whole community thrives and rises.
Mm-hmm. Well, stepping stones. You know, it's your first year. You're going to be here hopefully for a very long time.
Hopefully.
We'll have much more time to go through it all.
You got it.
Let's see. Briefly, tell us your history in education. I know you said that you taught a leadership class in Canton and that you were formerly a coach. Any other experiences that you have?
Yeah, so I after high school, I went to Bridgewater State and I got my degree in physical education. And I went to Blackstone Millville as an entry-level job, and I was a phys ed teacher there. I'd been coaching all throughout college, you know, I decided that I wanted to go back to school, so I went back to West Virginia University, and I got my master's degree from West Virginia University in the College of Physical Activity and Sports Sciences. After that, I landed in Canton, and I became a wellness teacher in Canton, and then I got the boys varsity basketball job there. And I was the boys varsity basketball coach at Canton High School for 10 years. And from there, I became the wellness coordinator for the district, which is a K-12 position. District level, I only taught one class a day. That was an honors level leadership course for high school juniors and seniors. And that's been my job for a long time. And last year I became the assistant athletic director. I got out of coaching and I kind of made a decision. I wanted to move in the realm and in the space of becoming an athletic director. So I became the assistant athletic director at Canton High School. And then again, Oliver Ames opened up and I felt like this was a really good fit for me. So here I am.
Yeah. Well, again, we welcome you.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts about athletes' recognition?
Yeah, so, you know, that comes in two forms. It comes in team recognition, and then for outstanding individual performances, it comes in individual, you know, recognition as well. You know, I'm a team-first person. I always love to make sure the team gets the recognition that they deserve. But if we have individual standouts and performances that are different and unique, a 1,000-point score in basketball, things like that that are a really big deal. If you are win a state championship, if you're a state championship track athlete in individual event, things like that really should be recognized. Those are really special and really unique. And you know, we have a lot of athletes. We compete against the best competition in the state in the Hockomock League. So when our athletes go above and beyond and do something special, you know, I want to make sure that they get the recognition that they deserve.
Yes, and another big thing about OA school community is that we always do love to boost up our athletes. We always have days for our seniors. We have the halls where we line them up. So it's a big part of OA where we just boost up our athletes. So I'm glad we're enforcing that now with our new athletic director.
Absolutely.
What goals should be most important to athletes themselves?
Yeah. I always come back to the leadership stuff. I'm a big believer that, you know, you can define leadership in one word, and I use the word service. And I think that any other attribute that you want to put down for successful leaders, it can all go under the umbrella of service. You know, if my job is to serve the coaches and the coaches serve our athletes and our athletes serve our community, the tide rises. And I'm just a big believer that if we all come into this service-minded and we can be reflective and not defensive and we can all grow together, that's a really positive thing for our community.
Do you have anything you would like to say to the student body?
Just I'm fired up to be here. I am, I'm ready to be a Tiger. I know I have a lot to learn, but I want to immerse myself into the community and into the culture. And, for the student body, if you see me walking around in the hallways, I'm trying to get to know everybody. Make sure you give me a fist pump and say hi and introduce yourself.
All right.
Yeah.
What is your plan for an open communication between families and athletes?
Yeah, we have our coach. There's a lot of different avenues that you can connect, right? So you can connect through captains. You can connect through our coaching staffs, our varsity coaches, our assistant coaches. I might have the best assistant in the entire state, Mary Flavin. She is wonderful. She's always got an open door. Or you can always call me, email me, and reach out to me that way. As far as some ways I want to push information out is I've started a new blog. It's the OA Athletics blog. And the OA Athletics blog is where I'll be, sort of updating on big ticket things, right? So when we go to the new ticket service, GoFan, I'll put a blog out about that. When we make a new coach hire, we'll put a blog out about that. If we have some exceptional situation, like we win a state championship or we have a player named a league MVP, something like that, we'll make blogs about those things. So I think the blog is a really good place to sort of follow the big ticket items that are happening within the athletic department. And then more of the day-to-day stuff, you can follow any of our Twitter accounts. So I have the athletic department Twitter account, but I know most of our sports programs have their own Twitter accounts, and that's a really good source for news.
If you could give your past self in high school one piece of advice, what would it be? Now, I know it's a bit cliche question, but I think it does help a lot.
Dream big. I think when I was in high school, I thought the whole world was in those four walls or in my own little hometown. And, I don't necessarily think I was prepared for the bigger, wider world that was out there. And I would tell myself and any high school, person who's listening to this, that go for it, right? Go for it and don't be scared of failure. I think a lot of us are scared of failure. I know I was. And, put yourself out there, take a risk, step outside your comfort zone. And when you do things like that, the experience will probably be well worth it.
I'm a big fan of that. I watch a YouTube channel called Seek Discomfort. That's their whole thing. And I enforce that a lot. Have you seen them as well?
I haven't, but that sounds right up my alley.
Yes theory. It's a whole thing about a theory of saying yes to everything.
Awesome.
All right, and that is all our time for today. But thank you so much, Mr. Gordy, for coming in. It was great talking to you, and I know that everyone will really enjoy hearing what you have to say. And is there anything else you'd like to say before you head off?
No, just thank you. Excited to be here. Go Tigers.
Thank you for watching Tiger Talk, and thank you for supporting Tiger Productions. We very much appreciate it.